First I was a Catholic girl, loved the mass, I watched the swirl of smoke from candles burning, while Mary looked up yearning. I got confirmed.
Hello and welcome to the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour on WOZO Radio 103.9 LPFM right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're recording this on Sunday morning, February the 13th, 2022. I'm Larry Rhodes, or Doubter 5, and as usual, we have our co-host, Wombat, on the line with us. Hello, Wombat.
Hello. That must be me. I'm the Wombat.
That's right. And we also have George Brown, the 2.5s from East Tennessee. Hello. We have Hello. John Richards from England, across the pond with the Parliament in the background.
Hello.
And Judd Pirate Higgs. Hello. the piratey voice of Judd Pirate Higgs. Digital Free Thought Radio Hour is a talk radio show about atheism, free thought, rational thought, humanism, and the sciences. And conversely, we'll also talk about religion, religious faiths, gods, holy books, and superstition. And if you think you're the only non-believer in town, well, you're just not. Here in Knoxville in the Bible Belt, we have a group of over 1,000 of us, so you're bound to have several of them in your town. We'll tell you more about the Atheist Society of Knoxville. I'll get it out here in a minute after the mid-show break, so be sure to hang around. Wombat, what are we going to be talking about today?
Should you become a Christian? And what would it take for that to finally happen? We're going to do some good salesman, door-to-door style, to get you on the path of Christ as soon as we possibly can. Because your time is running out. The time's running out. Every day, you never know. Anyway, guys, I've been waiting for this for a long time. I want to do a weekly invocation with our own Dread Pirate Higgs and then catch up with everybody.
Our noodly Lord, who art in a colander, El Dante be thy noodles, thy blood be rum, thy sauce be yum with meat, as it is with vegetables. Give us this day our garlic bread, and forgive us our cussing, as we forgive those who cuss against us. And lead us not into ketoism, but deliver us some carbs. For thine are the meatballs, and the sauces, and the grog, whenever and ever.
Man, I've been waiting for a while to hear that from you, Dredd. Dredd, how you been?
Good. Working lots. If I'm on day shift, of course, I run 6 to 6. So that puts me outside of being able to record or stream the show.
Sure.
But I'm here this week. I will be gone for the next 2.
Wow. But, okay. Okay.
My invocation will last a good long time for you.
Wonderful. The noodles stretch onwards through time.
That's right. Yes.
So I will ask you this. Your beard looks a little different. I thought last time I saw you were going like a little braid on it. Mm-hmm, is that no longer the case, or is it just free hanging today?
Well, it's free hanging today.
Yeah, free your beard.
I sometimes put a bead in it. And so what I do is I just put a piece of dental floss and I take the thing and I wrap it around my beard. I throw a bead on.
Okay.
Pull the dental floss out and it's free hanging willy there, you know?
So, All right. Hang loose, my friend.
Hang loose, exactly.
John Richards, I got a question for you. So there was a thing called Google Glass and everybody hated it because it had a camera pointed at people, whoever you're looking at. And then that dropped because people understood that they hate cameras. Then Apple does the exact same thing. They put 3 cameras on their phone and now everyone carries around a camera in their breast pocket and it's just recording everything they're looking at too. And no one has a problem with that. And I'm wondering, is it Google pioneering the whole, you know, disdain against cameras and making it okay? Or is it just Apple that is that cool of a company and people don't care about them anymore? So like, what's going on there? Why are you recording me? I feel very uncomfortable.
I'm not recording you. It's not actually Switch Bomb at the moment.
There's cameras on both sides. Nice try.
What? Yeah.
it looks as I sneakily am recording you, doesn't it? But I honestly not. But you've got to catch the public mood when it's right, you know, because take, for example, the last 2 years, many, many of us have got comfortable with Zooming and even with YouTubing. Lots of us are YouTube channel owners now. We do live streaming all the time. The public mood is changing. And yeah. we're now ready for a Mike and Cam social media site, and I'm working on it.
Very cool. Very cool. You know what? I'm glad, because things are constantly changing. We need to keep up with them if we're going to stay on top of things. But we also need to support the clubs and organizations that may need our assistance in keeping up with times.
Yeah.
And I think a good way of doing that is making sure that we spread virtual awareness for causes that are coming up in the future. And I think you happen to know of one that's coming up. Would you mind talking to us about it?
Do you mean my Free Thought City?
I think there's a fundraiser coming up, sir.
You mean my fundraiser? Yeah, I do so much scheming.
He's in everything.
I lose track of what I'm doing. But yes, this coming Saturday, there's a fundraiser relay. Mm. So it starts in the UK with, I'm hosting it. I've got a co-host who's going to join me, and people will come on for 10 minutes or so. I've got some entertainment items as well and clips to involve the audience in guessing what things are and that sort of stuff.
And who's that Pokemon? I love it. Or that, who's that atheist?
Exactly, that sort of thing. And it's all in aid of Recovering from Religion organization, which does sterling work, as you know. And then I hand over the baton after 3.5 hours to the USA leg of this relay. And that's Ethan Michael, who's carrying on with the show for another 4 hours. And hopefully, and I'm working on this, he will then hand over to the Australian leg of this marathon fundraiser, which is going to be hosted by some friends of mine in Australia and Japan. So there you go. Has it ever been done before? No.
Well, that's interesting. I've never heard of such a thing. I can't wait to be a part of it. And I hope, you know, it's successful. I guess we'll have more details about where we can find it. Where can we keep track of that?
I will post you in our messenger where we chat.
Okay.
In between times. And we will put it up on the details underneath this video.
And just for a heads up, it's planned for release on the 19th of February. So it'll be before our next gathering or our next show,
it'll be
right?
On a Saturday, yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It'll be on a Saturday. Correct.
That's right.
All right. So we got a new guy coming in here. Hey, when you get your audio hooked up, feel free to take part of the chat. But Larry, perhaps you know him. Who's our new guest right now?
This is a new lady. It's a lady. She's got a kind of a toboggan hat on.
Toboggan hat.
Yeah. Her online name is Kristen T. Martin, and I'm glad she joined us today. But she looks like she's going to be a little bit getting the audio and video synced up.
But,
she's just a longtime friend, atheist.
Yeah. What else is Zoom without technical issues, though? Speaking of which, Larry, how you been? How have you been over the last couple of days? Are you wearing suspenders too? What's going on here?
I'm wearing suspenders. I have freed my waist.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm coming up on my 72nd birthday. And I'm getting a little more pear-shaped. And if I loosen my belt, my pants seem to fall down. So I'm getting to that age.
Yeah, but, right.
I'm dealing with it, and it's kind of cool. I can walk around like a Southern lawyer now.
You would make a great Southern lawyer, man. You would make a great Southern lawyer. It's just like, I think this guy is innocent. It's like, yeah, I like this guy. I like this guy.
Yeah.
All right. George Brown, the second and a half. How you been since last week, my friend?
Well, I've been just fine. And apropos of today's topic, a neighbor had made an attempt to convert me to Christianity. And I've been thinking about it a lot.
Okay.
Mostly really, really angry at the assumption that I'm right for the plucking.
Now, why aren't you? Like, what? Tell me what the problem is.
Well, we should get into that when we get into the topic of the show. We can start off with
it. Indeed.
You know, but I need to lose Kenny. You never know where he's going. Sometimes you have to ride the wave and just like try to like control it. But
I thought I'd put it out as a teaser.
Yeah. Well, let's introduce and welcome our new guest. Kristen, you're muted. If you can unmute your mic. I think she kind of froze up there.
Yeah, she might be having some technical issues.
Yeah.
Kristen, whenever you have those results, feel free to jump back in. But how about we go into the actual topic? So George okay. Brown, I wonder if he's...
Can you hear me? I have a button push.
It's a little
bit. I have to push a button.
Your audio is dragging.
Well, good.
Yeah, but you're coming through.
This is hi, Kristen. Radio, everybody. Yeah. Hey, Kristen. We appreciate it. Anyway, you feel free to... We're happy that you're on the show. Feel free to jump into the topic as we go into it. And if you know sign language, it's more than better that I can help you translate. So, okay. Peace. Let's go. All right. So, George Brown, someone said you should become a Christian. I think that's a good topic that everybody should be talking about today. Why? Well, I know we aren't Christians, but I don't know if it's a conscious decision on our parts or if it's just, you know, the default. I know, for example, John Richards, you were never really born into the flock. And now that you are president of atheism in the UK, is it just the money that's keeping you away from going into the church? Because I can guarantee you there's probably a lot more money. It's a very lucrative position for you as the president of atheism to jump into Christianity now. Why aren't you taking the money? Why aren't you becoming a Christian, John?
Well, that would be hypocritical, I think.
That would be perfect for Christianity.
Absolutely. Incidentally, I get nothing for my pains for being president of AUK. Hmm. So it wouldn't be difficult to earn more. Anyway, the question, why should I become a Christian? Well, why should I become a believer of any God until they've been demonstrated to actually exist?
Okay.
And if I was to choose to join a religion, it probably wouldn't be Christianity, because the Christian God, certainly the Old Testament version of the Christian God, he's not a very nice fellow.
Not a very nice fellow, not the top nice fellows. In fact, I'll be honest with you. And this is the part where I get clipped and thrown up in debates, but I have found Satan to be substantially more polite in asking for consent. And informing naked people about proper dietary, you know, advice.
And much less of a murderer, too.
Much less of a
murderer. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kristen's stripping, it looks like.
Hey, Kristen. On radio, she's just taking off her jacket. Okay.
So if I was to join a religion, it would possibly be, I don't know, Buddhism, you know, one of the...
Pastafarianism?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yes, I go with Pastafarianism.
Definitely. They definitely have the better potlucks, I'll tell you that.
Yes, I like pasta. Mm.
Kristen approves. Dredd, going to ask you this question. Why aren't you becoming a Christian? Listen, you love Pastafarians, and you know Christians hate that Pastafarian thing. But listen, you know you like wearing religious garbs. You'd be able to wear all the religious garb if you were a Christian. Think about that. You'd be able to spot yourself out with the Christian necklaces, the Christian things, and people would love to take your pictures and put them on government IDs. No one will give you any trouble whatsoever. Isn't that better?
I'm a bit of a contrarian, so that's why I've, sticking with the Pastafarianism. And I just wanted to, it probably won't show up here, but...
Get it in focus. This has been a long time coming. So it's finally, so you're finally showing us the tricorn on your driver's license.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's actually my private investigator license. So I am now a PI.
Oh, really?
Thank you. And
need
a sidekick.
After a long fight, they finally allowed me to have my tricorn in my picture, as you can see there. So
one day you're going to have to tell me about all your jobs, Dredd, because this is very
good. Yes.
Indeed. When's the series coming out?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually in Yellowstone North. I don't know if you've seen the series Yellowstone on Prime TV.
Really?
If you check that out, yes. This is, I'm living the real thing in Canada. And
are
it's
you
actually
a regular?
I go up for every 10 days for 10 days.
Wow. Very cool.
What's your PI number? Is it 3.142?
Yeah.
Now, I know that's a reference to something.
Magnum PI? Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
No.
Pi, the number
it's
pi.
It's a number thing. Okay. Yeah. All right. Nerds, we are going on to Larry. Larry, let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. You've been wasting a lot of time with this whole atheist thing. Wouldn't you feel nice to relax in your retirement years? You'd be able to relax, sit down, and just enjoy and bask in the glory of God, right? Mm-hmm. What would it take for you to become a Christian, my friend? Come on. You're already wearing suspenders.
Well, it would take changing about 37 different beliefs in my whole worldview, the first of which is the belief in a soul. I mean, why would I want to become a Christian since I don't believe in a soul or an afterlife? Never mind a God or Jesus or sin or hell and all that good stuff. You know, it would be a major shift in my world outlook. And each one would have to be supported with evidence and reason. So they're not going to just get me by coming and knocking on my door and showing me the Bible and saying it's God's word. That won't do it. They have to do a little better than that.
Yeah. I think once you've had the blue pill, you can't do the red pill anymore, or the other way around.
You know, I've heard that, though, there are such things as born again Christians, right? And a lot of them do come from allegedly atheist backgrounds. They'll be like, well, I was an atheist for a month and I realized that I didn't hate God enough. So therefore I went back to being a Christian. And the problem, go for it, Dredd. Thank you.
Well, I was just going to say, if you remember that one time we had that guest on who was the born again, but it was pretty clear that he had not fully divorced himself from his prior beliefs and was essentially a latent Christian.
Yeah, he was an angry Christian. He wasn't an angry.
He was an angry Christian. So calling himself an atheist, of course.
Exactly.
Which, of course, sort of illegitimizes the whole word or term on behalf of us all, because, it muddies the water, essentially, muddies the terminology.
Absolutely. Absolutely. John Richards.
I'm wondering about the need for anybody to worship anything. I mean, what is this? Is it some sort of endemic subservience or something?
Right.
I mean, don't you think that God deserves the credit, though? Like, if you made a pie and it was a delicious pie and you're like, hey, can I get a compliment for the pie? You're like, why do I have to compliment you as the baker? Shouldn't you just be making pies? It's like, I worked really hard on that pie. Don't you feel like God worked really hard on space-time and reality as we know it?
Well, I've had a little debate today on Facebook on one of my favorite sites, which is called Unbelievable? Where I argue with people. And this particular Christian said, look around you, the trees.
Everything. Yeah, the trees.
There's your evidence for God. So I said, and so beauty and harmony is evidence for Uncle Unkaloo, is it? Cool. He's my favorite God, Uncle Unkaloo.
Uncle Unkaloo. Okay, Larry.
Don't know him. No, I was just wondering, what's his purpose? Why would he create space, time, the universe?
Because he loves you, Larry.
No. Apparently, he's creating the universe and worlds and gravity and physics and all this other good stuff, just so that it would support a bunch of people to praise him.
Yeah.
That's just to create a choir to sing his praises.
That's why you exist. It's why you have souls. Like, that's the whole system. Come on, play with the system, Larry. Dredd, what's up?
Yes. Well, I've thought about this. If God had created the universe and all things in it, why atoms? Like, why do we have quarks? Why not just magic? You know what I mean? Back in early Christian times, of course, it was just magic. Because there was no real explanation. There was no science. There was no examination of the details of things. It was because it was, and there was no need to explain. So, if God is all powerful, then he doesn't need atoms and quarks to constitute the universe. He doesn't need the constants finely tuned to accommodate life in the universe. It's just magic.
There doesn't need to be a code that we're slowly revealing.
Exactly. There doesn't need to be. Yeah. We don't need genes. We don't need proteins. We don't need biology. We don't need anything. It's just magic.
A table should just be a table. Though I will throw this out. You're worried about and confused about atoms. I'm always confused about nipples. There seems to be twice as many nipples in existence than there actually needs to be.
Yes, I would.
If we lost
with
half
that.
Of them, no one would care. No, they're like, I'm lighter. Everything's great. I want to give a chance for George to jump in, because George, this was originally your topic. Now listen, what's this whole idea of you being addressed or propositioned with the idea of becoming a Christian? Would you mind giving me the backstory there? And you, oh, good mute technique. Look at that.
Well, I don't think we've got enough time for me to get into this very much, but I have a neighbor who came around and handed me this thick pamphlet. I don't think you can see what it says.
It looks so, it's huge.
It says, peace I give to you.
You know, nice.
And so what this is, this is the Gospel of St. John. Now, to recap here a little bit, I am an organic Jewish atheist, meaning that...
Jewish culturally, but not raised in any religion.
That's right, not raised in any religion and not raised with God in the house whatsoever. I never had to negate any kind of religious indoctrination because I didn't have.
Well, it sounds like you're ripe for the picking. You should become a Christian. Why aren't you a Christian right now? Tell me.
Well, I'll tell you. The first thing is that in parting with this woman, I said, I allowed that I had a Jewish background to her, and she asked me if I hated Jesus. She said, "Do you hate Jesus?" I said, "What?" I said, "Of course not. That's ridiculous." I realized that we were on different planets, this person and me. I mean, I know that she attends the mothership of all the Baptist churches in my county. Now, to give you an idea of the nature of evangelicism where I live, we have a couple of counties here, a larger one and a smaller one, and there is a so-called daily newspaper which comes out 4 days a week, and on Friday they publish a list of all the houses of worship in the two counties. And one day I got out my pen and I counted all of them that were listed. So I know there are. So anyway, this woman attends the mothership of all the Baptist churches. Believe it or not, it's hard for me to get my head around this number, but there are 167 official Baptist churches in these two counties.
Yeah. Sure. Wow. Yeah. I mean, even
that
my
is
town,
staggering. That is just so overwhelming to me.
My town has less of a population of 5,000, and there's 67 different churches here.
Oh my goodness!
And they're all Christian.
But I'm just talking about.
Listen, here's the funny thing too. I can tell you directions by the street or by the church name, and so I could say just take XYZ Road here, or I can be like, go past the Passion of the Christ, take a left at the New Belief. Turn right at the God Sakes of Sheep, and then turn right at the New Truth, and then you'll be.
So all the Christian landmarks are the way to get around town. Gotcha.
It's the way you get to get around. Yeah. What's up?
I was just talking about the.
Let's try to get to everybody. Dread Pirate, what's up?
Well, I was just going to say that our church has had another success, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. We've successfully applied to the Adopt a Highway program.
Wonderful.
And so they are posting Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster and crew as a Adopt-a-Highway sponsor for a 2-kilometer section here. And there's on either side of the town, you know, where you have the Rotary and the Lions Club entry signs. Well, they have one for all the Christian churches in town, and they're on private property and nobody maintains them. So I talked to the owner of the Extra Foods, this grocery store here, on whose property one of those signs is, and I have his permission to add the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster to that sign.
Interesting.
So it's,
well done.
Very good.
Thank you.
Dread and your mission of chaos. Dude, I tell you, if I lived in British Columbia, we would have so much fun together.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing today?
You can always come visit. I've got a room for you.
Oh man, that's fantastic. Okay, we'll see about this. This sounds awesome. Okay, John Richards. I would like to close on one other idea. I think I saw your hand raised, and if not, let me.
Well, I just wanted to pick up pick up on a couple of things, because Dredd mentioned that we're all atoms and, you know, physical material phenomena. And then George talked about him and his neighbor being on different planets. And it made me wonder, since we know that God is immaterial, I'm wondering... We're told that. The Christians always tell us that, especially when we push them to give us evidence, and they say, "Well, sure, we can't do that because he's immaterial." So that's their get out. But it makes me wonder why this immaterial God wants these material things. Are we his Lego, do you think?
Wow.
Yeah.
I am just blown away by the level of grammatical accuracy that you have, John Richards. It is pronounced Lego. Anyone who says Legos is wrong. So that I'm just blown away by that. Yeah, but also the concept of a playground. It seems bizarre. Yeah. Anyway, guys, I think we're near the end of the half hour. We'll come back and check up on Kristen's audio and then see if she can join in the conversation. Larry, why don't you take us out?
Sure. This is the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour and WOZO Radio 103.9 LPFM here in Knoxville, Tennessee. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hello, and welcome back to the second half of the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour. I'm Doubter 5, and we're on WOZO Radio 103.9 LPFM right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, let's just take a moment to talk about the Atheist Society of Knoxville. ASK was founded in 2002. We're now in our 20th year. ASK has over 1,000 members, and we have weekly in-person meetings in the Knoxville's Old City, Barley's Taproom and Pizzeria. Look for us inside at the high top tables, usually the loudest and happiest group. If you'd like to join our Tuesday evening virtual Zoom meeting, email us at askanatheist@knoxvilleatheist.org or letschatse@gmail.com. You can also find ASK on Facebook, meetup.com, or just go to their website at knoxvilleatheist.org, or you can Google Knoxville Atheist. It's just that simple. By the way, if you don't live in Knoxville, you should still go to Meetup and search for an atheist group in your town. Don't find one. Start one. And Wombat, where do you want to pick up?
Got a quick comment. iCry3000 has said a comment to Dread. Dread, I took some action to get you to 100 subscribers.
Thank you.
My daughter subscribed to your channel.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yes. I customized the name to Mind Pirate.
Nice.
And I will be making my first studio produced talk on the Higgs boson.
Oh, I love that.
That will be my introduction to the YouTube.
Oh, the boson that was named after you?
Yeah, that's the one.
Just as a heads up, iCry3000 was 99, daughter was 100.
Sweet.
Nice.
Well, thank you very much, both of you.
You're welcome. Why am I saying you're welcome? Anyway, Kristen, I hope you're here. Would you mind giving us your life story in 30 seconds? Go. Oh, Kristen, introduce yourself. There you go.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm here in the Bible Belt in the South in the United States. I know Larry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My parents did not, and they went to great pains to not indoctrinate me into any philosophy. And so hats off to all of us, because we're really the outliers in our society here. Just totally. So that's it in a nutshell. We're all facing the same things in our society with people trying to make religion and God part of government. Separation of church and state is huge.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask this question, Kristen. Did you ever feel tempted to go into Christianity? Like, you see the people celebrating Christmas, you see how happy they are, maybe with Hanukkah, whatever they got going on. Did you ever want to be a part of that? Did anyone ever make a compelling argument for you to join the fold?
My parents made sure that we had Christmas and everything. It just wasn't with God or any kind of indoctrination.
It was with Santa Claus.
Yeah. So, I did have friends growing up who always wanted to invite me to their churches and everything. And it just would always just be so mind blowing that I knew all of these people and all around us, even still today, as you all very well know, who are genuflecting to this unknown, unseen thing that is, like he was saying from UK, is just not in this realm. Well, if he's not, I can make the assertion of the flying spaghetti monster or the teapot or anything. So I did try to pray to God once. He didn't answer. And that was really the end of it for me.
Kristen, you actually bring up a really good point. I like that you address this to Dread. Dread, is there a rival teapot religion that the Pasifarians can group up with and fight against? Because you're not a religion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Russell's teapot. I love that. We have people. And the thing is, belief in the flying spaghetti monster is not exclusive. So and that's why we have the God back guarantee. Try us out for 30 days. And if you don't like us, your God will likely take you back. So, people can hold multiple beliefs about the nature of the universe and not be in conflict. Yeah, cool. We love them all. We'll take them all.
John, what's up?
Well, I've been thinking about this, should I become a Christian idea, this theme. Mm. And it's a question of, what does becoming a Christian actually mean? It means following some humans, doesn't it? And then,
interesting.
Of course, then we've got to find, we've got to choose which humans to follow. And because Kristen is in the Southern States at the moment, I want to mention a couple of news items that's happened this week. In Oklahoma, Senator Rob Standridge has introduced a bill that would allow people to sue teachers if they offer opposing view towards religious beliefs held by students.
Wow.
So you can, is that in America? Is that in America?
Yeah, Oklahoma. Yeah.
All right. Don't want to get on too much of a tirade here, but yes, America can sue anybody for any reason because we have a law system that's based on,
come on, Dolly,
happened in court.
Dolly,
right?
Come on, let's go.
Okay, we have a law system that's based on what happens in court here. It's not a law system that's like first made in parliament and then those are the rules that goes on. I forgot what the premise is, but it throws a lot of people. It's not a great system, let me tell you, but it is a flexible system that only changes when you litigate. And so because of that, anybody can sue anybody. I can sue you for saying that right now. It might get dismissed in court, but then the premise or the precedent becomes anybody who sues another person in Zoom just gets dismissed in court because that person did it.
Yeah,
right.
Founded on practice.
Yeah. So like you can, as a politician, make legal to sue, I don't know, cupcake people, because if you want to make points against the anti-cupcake people, but it's not really doing anything. It's just useless posturing. And it's unfortunate, but
it's not a litigious society.
Yes.
A litigious society.
Yeah, and they're actually passing laws now that allow people to sue over just about anything that they don't like.
Yeah.
We've already had that.
It's just a question. Well, it gets dismissed in court or it gets passed through in court. Then it becomes an issue.
Yeah. But I mean, they're passing laws like in Arkansas or something. And if a teacher tries to introduce a certain anti-religious topic, then they pass the law to allow people to sue that teacher and she cannot appeal.
There's a fine, the teacher has to pay their own pocket. It can't be covered by the school or any other organization. So, I want to mention another issue in the same sort of part of the world where this is a Texan senator, famous Ted Cruz, and he's mentioning Dreadwell like this because he's taking agreeing with Canadian QAnon truckers.
Right.
Yeah, and he's suggesting that what they should do is let the people of Vancouver starve as a punishment for the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandates.
I'm not going to let you take us on this tangent. That's enough Global Atheist News for right now. You got your own channel, Don Richards. Let's get back to the chat. We're talking about if she should become a Christian. Let me tell you something.
Well, it's a case of which Christian do you want to follow?
Yeah, but for me, what it would take for me to become believe, if all a Christian is someone who believes that the Christian God is real, if that's all it took, then I would just need a demonstration that that God was actually real. And if it was revealed to everybody, I don't know what the standard would be, but like if that God knew the standard it would take for convincing everybody and I was part of that system, I would have no choice but to believe in that God at that point. Whether or not I worship after the fact is a completely different issue. And so I may not even be a Christian, even if I know there is a Christian God. But if I knew the God was real, and I'm going to throw this question out to everybody too. Dread Pirate, feel free to give me your comment, but also answer the question. If you were able to have a revelation of that Christian God, then would you start believing in the God? And would you then start worshiping after the fact? Go for it, Dread.
Absolutely. If the evidence, was strong in that there was actually a God and a Christian God, sure. But we have to remember Hebrews 11, which says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and things not seen. So
exactly. So I can't use faith.
So there is no evidence. There is no evidence that needs to be provided because faith is the basis for a belief in God.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have faith anymore if God actually did reveal himself.
That's right. See, you would be believing on evidence and not on faith.
It's a catch-22 situation.
It's a catch-22.
Because even if you become a Christian because God revealed himself to you, you can't use faith to get to God anymore because you now have the revelation. So it's just like, what are you doing? It's an impossible circle. Anyway, I'm so frustrated.
A tautology.
It's a It's a not tall. It's not ology. Okay. Dread. Oh, I'm sorry. George Brown. Love for you to weigh in. Let's see. I'm going to get you unmuted.
There he is.
There you are. Go for it. Hopefully, Kristen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, to return to the person who's trying to convert me to Christianity, my first order of business is, if you want me to convert me to Christianity, the first thing you have to do is gain my respect.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, and then we can talk. So the first thing is, I think you guys are hypocrites right off the bat, because you say, tell me that Jesus is love or God is love, and then you're beating on everybody who is different than you. I can't respect that. What kind of love is that? So,
you know,
and then I look at this pamphlet that she gave me, and I come from a Jewish background, and it's bad-mouthing the Jews for, you know, en masse for betraying Jesus to the Romans. She's bad-mouthing me.
I hear it, Larry.
And this has been used for centuries to murder and slaughter people just like me.
I hear it.
How can I respect that?
How can you respect that? Larry?
Christians are... they will all the time tell you that Jesus told you to love your enemies, you know. So what George is saying is, they say love your enemies, but then they don't. That's just hypocrisy, though. And the first, and I'm putting on my Christian hat here. They'll come very back and say, Jesus obviously told you to love your enemies. But that what they don't realize is in Luke 14:26, he tells you to hate your family. It says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother or wife or children or brethren or sister, yea, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. So love your enemies and hate your family is the message that comes across here.
Not to make John uncomfortable, because we do have a person from UK in the group, but the Crusades are quickly forgotten. And a lot of people forget that that actually happened on multiple instances. And to turn around and say love your enemy right after those series of campaigns is very bizarre.
And the Inquisitions only ended at the beginning of the 1800s.
Right.
So that wasn't that long ago.
John Richards, what's up?
Well, before I join any religion, you know, I want to fact check consumer advice. So there's pros and cons to everything, isn't there? So what does Pastafarianism offer? I think I know a bit about what Christianity offers. It's, you know, you go to heaven if you're good and you go to hell if you're naughty. I'm not sure I like that. But does Pastafarian offer a better deal?
Yes, we have a beer volcano and we have a stripper factory.
Yeah,
so that is the Pastafarian heaven.
And it's an all gender accepted stripper factory.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well paid, very well maintained. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. And it's not about the exploitation of people. It's the
celebration of the human body.
Celebration of the human body. Thank you. Yes.
Sign me up.
They got little circles and everything. It's pretty classy for a stripper place.
It is.
And
it's very
classy. Strip's free or something like that.
Yeah.
Larry, what's up?
Well, I was just going to say that if you've got to use faith to believe in your religion, and every religion uses faith to, you know, believe that their religion is true, why would you pick something with such a, you know, such a terrible hell? I mean, I would choose something like Pastafarianism that has a good heaven and a good hell, or not the great hell. But,
well, the beer is stale. Beer is stale in the Pastafarian hell. So
yeah, but why would somebody pick a religion that burns you forever if you don't do what it says?
I know. Why not pick one with a nicer version of hell? Sure. Well, I'll tell you this: if the people who believe that there is a heaven, if those are the kinds of people that go to heaven, I'd rather not spend my time with them, because
they are some of the worst
people in the world. But I also say this, Larry, you're touching on something really great. If many various different believers and their different gods all are using faith to get there, it's not so much a question of why believe in a bad hell by choice or whatever. It's more of like, what does that say about faith as a reliable way to come to an accurate conclusion? And if anything, we should walk away with the idea that faith is not a reliable way to come to a conclusion. And any being that demands faith from you is demanding an unreliable test to establish that they are in fact
existing. It basically asks you to stop asking the questions. It says, just take what I tell you on faith. take what I say as truth, you know, whether it warrants it or not, you know, whether or not I give you
every red flag in your critical brain, you're not working hard enough.
Right.
It's not sending off the red flags. You're not working hard enough. You're not thinking about it. Dredd, it sounded like you got something on your mind real quick.
Nope. I'm in total agreement.
I've just had a thought.
He had a thought. Then we go to Kristen. What's up?
Well, if we could find out where Christopher Hitchens went, that's the place I'd like to go. I'd like to spend time with him.
Yes, that would be awesome. And I'm sure he's hanging out at the Beer Volcano as we speak.
Okay, so we had Abdullah Hussein, who's just spectating for now, just letting you guys know. Okay. Kristen, if you can hear me, give me a beep. Or are you still walking your dogs?
She's still got her mic muted. There we go.
Kristen, you can hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, so you said you had Christmas growing up. I'm wondering, did you ever use faith at all? Even in
absolutely zero. No, I mean, as I was saying, we were in no way, shape, or form, you know, indoctrinated. Period.
Did you ever have a belief in something that you couldn't demonstrate actually existed?
Absolutely not. No, never. I just was never.
No invisible friends.
Yeah, like
not even Santa Claus.
Not even invisible friends or anything like that, or like what is it, string theory?
Yeah.
Well, maybe as a child, I liked my Raggedy Ann doll.
Okay.
At least you could hold it. It was there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, that's very alarming. But yeah, I think George did have a point. There is a very much us versus them mentality that comes with Christianity that I find to be toxic. And harmful to a lot of different groups, if not history has demonstrated that to be the case. Even Black people have a problem, and I don't want to get on that.
Sure. Tangent.
George, what's up? Get us back onto our next topic.
Well, I feel an affinity with Kristen and respect because, you know, I hear Kristen's Southern accent, which I don't have. You know, you can hear
me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, George. You totally got one now.
Well, I think it was probably easier for me to be an atheist in New York City than for Kristen to be an atheist in the Bible Belt is what I'm projecting onto her. Huh?
She agrees.
Oh, I agree totally.
Where did you grow up, Kristen? I'm very curious.
So,
could you hear me, Kristen?
She was on mute there for a second.
The South.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering where in the South.
George, would you mind telling me your social security number while we're still on?
I'm fascinated.
Clearly, the person who doesn't want to show their face doesn't want to also give their address.
Oh, okay.
Even you have given us that conversation multiple times. So I will say this: you know, if you are always worried about, not necessarily worried, but you have clear reason to be concerned with the degree of surveillance that's going on by large corporate interests, right? What if you had a God that essentially knows everything about you, and as long as all and completely secure, completely, you know. No one's breaking into God's account, right? Because we can't even find God, right? Here's a being that you can trust with all your information. Now you finally have a big brother that you can believe in. Isn't that better?
So it's Monsignor Google?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But it's just way bigger and also all powerful and knows everything you're about to do too, even when you're living or dead. And listen, we'll hold all your secrets completely, unless we need to tell them to a pastor. And then at that point, then the pastor knows too. But isn't that great? Why aren't you a Christian? Now you can respect that system, can't you?
No. He hasn't earned my respect at all.
Okay. And I imagine that's a long way running. All right. That's fair.
They can't reinsert my body to the matrix. So I'm out. I can't go back.
You got a precondition to earning your respect. He has to show up. He can't earn your respect if he doesn't show up.
As I feel like we got the topic all the way done. How about we go into some listener comments?
Okay. Sounds good.
So Poison Frog says, hey, I love the conversation you guys are having from last week's episode. Please keep up the good work. And I appreciate you having a Canadian on here from time to time. BC represent. So some love from there.
All right.
That was from Poison Frog. Thank you very much for the comment.
Thank you.
Also, Quality DH says, hey, where's the audience for all this content? Solid production, and you guys are interesting people. Is it predominantly engaged with somewhere outside of YouTube? Feels like I'd really enjoy having a drink with you folks. And so we are simultaneously broadcasting on, I guess, our individual channels. We'll do plugs for them. But we also have a podcast that we plug in between each half. And you can find it on Digital Free Thought Radio on Stitcher.com. Thank you guys so much for the comments. Let's try to pick a. I'm gonna take a gamble here and pick a long one. See if it doesn't give us. Oh no! Isn't it a waste of time to discuss whether or not God exists? And that is from Lazarus Jones. And that's from last week's episode. So the idea that, you know, we come together and it sounds like we're chastising God, to an extent we are, but like we don't really have a valid target to target anyway. But is it a waste of our time to do this, guys? Dread Pirate, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to give acknowledge the watchers here on the live stream YouTube. Mm-hmm. Loma and hey, Dallas Loma. Trading Room are both on. So hello, hey, guys.
So what does Lazarus think then? Why does he think it's a waste of time? Is he certain that God exists, or is he certain that God doesn't exist?
He's certain that it's a waste of our time. Larry, what's up?
If it's a waste of our time,
we're all going to burn in hell.
Okay. Larry, go for it. Larry.
If it's a waste of my time, then I'm wasting an awful lot of my time.
Hey, and that's what I started with. No, imagine how much time you would save.
No. The thing about it is, it's not so much the belief in God itself is bad or requires our attention. It's what the actions of the believers who believe in God, you know, they do an awful lot of harm in the world, and they have for thousands of years. All right. Yeah. I invite people to go to my blog and read What's So Wrong With the Religion Anyway, blog article. It goes into all the different things that religion troubles and harm that religion has done to the world over time. Mm-hmm. And particularly that listener or commenter is welcome to go to my blog and read that article.
So I was on a long drive from Nashville last night. And every single time I'm on the road, especially at night, I'm always concerned because there's always going to be one driver from Nashville back to my home that's just crazy and that starts doing some weird cutting off. And in the same aspect that it's not like I care about complaining about religion every day. It's more of like I'm trying to advocate for higher levels of critical thinking in the same way that I would advocate for driving safety or road safety, because I'm not so much complaining about, oh, you got to stick to the speed limit. It's more of like I'm trying to educate the people who aren't following the rules that there's consequences for their action. And it could be harmful to me dramatically if they were to do something that could ultimately lead to a devastating consequence for both of us, both on the road or with how they think and how they vote or how they raise their children or how they act and behave or what they support in society. It all has impacts on everybody.
Right.
And so I do these kinds of shows just to broadcast that there's a interested, disinterested party in your religious views. And in as much respectful way as possible, I'm simply asking that you apply some critical thought to what you certainly believe. Abdullah, you came in. What's up? You went from a spectator to actual joining on the show. Abdullah, it's always good to have you on. We're nearing the end of the show. We're talking today about the idea of why you should become a Christian. And I feel like, I feel like we're ready for our final points and some final plugs. So John Richards, what's your final points? Why should you become a Christian? What do you feel about that?
Well, last words. I don't think a very strong case has been made, and I'm leaning towards the beer volcano, personally.
We'll make room. We'll make room.
Dread Pirate, final words.
I like pastafarianism. I just find no compelling reason to switch horses at this point. Yeah. Can I plug my channel?
Absolutely.
All right. So You can find me on YouTube. I live stream this at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My channel is Mind Pirate, MindPyrate. And we'd love to see you on. Thanks. And leave a comment.
And tell me also about this Higgs boson channel.
Yes. Yeah. So that will be coming up soon. I'm going to be doing my first show to commemorate 100 subscribers to my channel. And I will be discussing, in layman's terms, the import of the Higgs boson and what it means to us.
Very cool. Now, import in Canadian terms mean the importance?
Yes. Yeah, that too.
Very cool. Very British. I love it. Very British.
What's a boson?
We'll talk about it when we have more time, George. Tune in next week. iPhone, Kristen, do you have any last word to close out today? Giving her pause. Okay. Well, we appreciate having you on the show, Kristen. Thank you so much for coming by. Dula, you're going to join us in the after party. I'm super excited being able to talk to you again. My last words is, hey, God, you can come out. I'm totally fine with it. I mean, you don't have to stop hiding. It's totally cool if you do. I won't be able to use faith to get to you anymore, but I don't value faith as a reliable way to come to conclusions anyway. And you shouldn't demand that from people to believe in someone who is allegedly as great as you. So deal with it otherwise, because I'm not gonna lower my standard of evidence just to appease you. Meet me at least on my level if you created me in the first place.
Show up.
Larry, best hide and seek champion of the world, though. I'll get a trophy one day. Larry, what's up?
Oh, not a lot. Those who are interested in my blog I mentioned earlier can find it at digitalfreethought.com. Be sure to click on the blog button for a radio show archives, atheist songs, and many articles on the subject of atheism. I have a book out. It's called Atheism, What's It All About? It's available on Amazon. And my YouTube channel can be found by searching for Larry Rhodes or Doubter 5. If you're having trouble leaving religious beliefs behind, you can get help at recoveringfromreligion.org. If you have any questions for the show, you can send them to askanatheist@knoxvilleatheist.org or letschatse@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us on the Digital Freethought Radio Hour. Remember, you can find this show on Apple iTunes, Pocket Cast, Amazon, and podcasts everywhere. Just search for Digital Freethought Radio Hour. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to like and subscribe. Remember, everybody is going to somebody else's hell. The time to worry about it is when they prove that heavens and hells and souls are real. Until then, don't sweat it. Enjoy your life, and we'll see you next week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye.